Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, thank you once again for joining Industrial Talk, and thank you for your continued support of an ecosystem that is constantly expanding and celebrating industry professionals all around the world. You're bold, you're brave, you dare greatly. You're solving problems and you're changing lives, and therefore you're changing the world each and every day. We are broadcasting here on site at Power Gen 24. New Orleans, Louisiana is the location. And it is. It's a collection of companies that are truly solving problems. Incredible conversations. Incredible solutions. But I've been just in the salt mine, so I haven't been able to go look around and geek out on stuff. But I've had great guests. One of them goes by the name of Ed Lieberman. The company is Upstart Power. And we're going to be talking about fuel cells. I'm all giddy and excited about that. How you doing, Ed?
Pretty good, Scott. Thank you very much for having me out here on Industrial Talk.
Yes, look at you. You were looking at my logo. That's what you were doing. You're saying, what am I on? You're saying, yeah, I appreciate it. You having a good conference?
I am. It's a great time.
It is really unique for this industry. A lot of really fantastic conversations. I'm just telling you, this is exciting stuff. All right, before we get into the fuel cell, just because I want to know more about it, tell us a little bit about who Ed is.
Sure. It's a engineer gone MBA, vice president of sales at Upstart Power, and we're developing a really exciting residential power generator using fuel cell technology.
All right. We're going to talk right into it. What's the chemistry? What is happening in the world of fuel cell? Take us just through what it is.
Sure.
And just
so
help us.
For those of us that aren't familiar with fuel cells,
yes,
there's generally
please.
Two flavors. One is what they call the hydrogen fuel cell.
Yeah.
In the industry known as PEM, proton exchange membrane. And then there's another flavor called solid oxide. And what Upstart is doing is leveraging the solid oxide fuel cell. A fuel cell is a device that uses a chemical reaction to produce power, which is different than an internal combustion engine, which is combusting the fuel and using that to turn an alternator and generate power.
So, really, you're just looking for a fuel supply. And in this case, because the people from the propane people, you're using propane as a primary fuel source.
Yep. So the solid oxide technology allows us to use propane, but also natural gas and hydrogen as hydrogen becomes available.
So you're
Mr. Fusion.
Yeah. You're agnostic, right?
Yes, sir.
So really, the solution that you have right in front of us is something that can be plug and play, in a sense. If I have a if I'm a natural gas, but
if you're a natural gas customer, you just plug it right into your line. If you want to have your own source of fuel because you're concerned about natural gas pipelines shutting off in an earthquake in California, you just set a propane tank right there, and you're off the run.
No tweaking, no.
Nothing special. Matter of fact, we could even use renewable versions of those natural gas or the renewable propane and run just as smoothly.
Do I get kickbacks?
You do.
For renewable propane? No, kickbacks in a nice way, not in the negative connotation there.
Shoot.
What's the typical size of these things? I mean, just
sure.
I'm looking at it. I've got piece of paper that says it looks pretty doggone good, and they can sit outside, right?
They do. So there our systems are designed to be wall mountable. So they are generally on the side of someone's garage or back of their house.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it very easy to service, makes it very easy to install. Don't need to pour a pad like you would for a traditional generator. Physically, about the same size as a Tesla Powerwall. They're about two-thirds of the weight. In terms of size for power, it does about 30 kilowatt hours a day, which just so happens to be the amount of power the Department of Energy says is the average U.S. home. Not a coincidence that we designed for that size. Now, your home might be bigger than average. So
oh, I have a compound. I don't call it a home. It's a compound.
Okay.
No. It's a home.
We can go to Kenny Bunkport and check out your place there.
Yeah, you'll be the only one there. So What if it's not my average home? What if it's a home that's larger or smaller or whatever it might be?
Smaller, not a problem.
Yeah.
Larger, not a problem either. We just take multiple systems. We've actually run as many as 12 on the same bus. So you have 30 kilowatt hours a day, 60, 90, 120 kilowatt. It kind of depends on what your need is. The fuel cell is really designed for the paradigm of solar's great. Everyone loves solar, but solar doesn't work that great at night. So people put a battery with the solar. Battery solar looks fantastic. Solar in the day, battery at night, runs around the clock. The problem is, what happens when you have a major outage? And we've been seeing a lot of those lately, whether it's a California wildfire, a Texas ice storm, Louisiana flood, Florida hurricane. I can go on and on as we go around the country with these kind of outages. Now, a battery is great for 4, 8, 12 hours of power. But what happens when you have 20, 24 hours a day, 2 days of power of outage? That's where you need something with a lot more energy density, such as propane. So Upstart can take that propane, turn that into electricity, and run that same home when there's no solar available, when the battery can't handle it, for hours, for days, for weeks, and in some cases, months, depending on the size of your tank.
What is... So if I'm running a propane solution or gas, it doesn't really matter, and it goes into your fuel cell, is there any degradation of the fuel cell? Is there, how do you maintain that asset?
Sure. So maintenance is negligible. So if you think about it, an internal combustion engine has spark plugs, it has oil changes. Basically, twice a year you need to service those units, and it's pretty costly. It can be upward of $1,000 a year to pay for that maintenance. The fuel cell has minimal degradation, and the only wear item on it with a 10-year life is an air filter. And we see that air filter being changed once every 5 years, and probably could be done by a homeowner. So very, very little maintenance. That's one of the big perks of fuel cell technologies and why they're often put in remote locations besides residential homes as well.
But does the secret sauce that exists within the fuel cell, does that ever have to be replaced?
So our fuel cell is being built with a 10-year life.
Oh, okay.
So eventually it will wear out, like any technology. But with a 10-year life, we have a great price point that can allow it to compete head-on with internal combustion generators.
Where do you see it going? I mean, what's like the future outside of... Is the technology improving? Is it becoming more efficient? Is it taking fuel sources like propane and extracting more value out of it? Where do you see it going?
I think the answer is yes, yes, and yes in all of those different directions. The systems are getting more and more efficient, more and more power, but we're also getting more and more use cases, such as this example. 5 years ago, nobody really thought... People thought solar battery was everything, and you didn't really need to add resilience. But with all the challenges the grids are having, with all the storms, people are looking for more and more redundancy on their home. So those are some great applications that are people are looking for solutions. And that's a solution where we think we can solve quite well.
How quickly can I have something installed?
Perfect. Great question. So we're still a young company. So we have a dozen so systems off in Puerto Rico that we're doing a lot of testing. The systems are going to become fully certified to ANSI CSA standard end of this month, early next month time frame. H2, second half of this year, we're actually firing up a manufacturing facility in Texas, and that's going to allow us to have much larger volumes. So I'd say we could have systems to you as early as second half of this year.
So you're vertically integrated.
Correct.
Like you're I call you, boom, I need a fuel cell, and you're saying, great, give us some stats, and then you're just like, okay, great, and be able to work that out.
Right now, what we're doing is we're partnering with a number of other different organizations, and they are supporting us as our sales channel, as our maintenance channel, as our operations and installation channel. Big solar companies are some of our partners. We're looking at people in the, that's why we're talking with the PERC people. Right, they know all of the different marketers for the propane systems. And hey, if someone is selling you a propane tank and helping you build a propane home of the future, doesn't this fit right into that solution?
It just
makes a lot of sense.
Makes complete sense. It does. I mean, why not have that conversation? especially here in Louisiana.
Here in Louisiana, right? There's a lot of trouble between hurricanes and floods and challenges here that people are looking for resiliency solutions. As a matter of fact, yesterday morning, the president of Energy was talking about the last hurricane that came through. They had customers that didn't have power for 7 days. That's tough. And this is a solution that can solve that problem.
It's right here.
There you go.
It was just that way. And it was hot and humid and you get really edgy.
Yeah.
Super edgy. You try not to be edgy, but you are edgy. How do they get a hold of you, Ed?
Best way to find us is on our website, www.upstartpower.com.
Yep.
And Ed Lieberman can be found on LinkedIn if you want to reach out to me directly.
Cool. I like that. Ed, you were absolutely wonderful. That's mad technology. I love that solution. I just got to wait around before I have a little cash in my pocket. But I'm going to do something cool.
We'd love to have you.
Yeah, there you go. All right, listeners, we're going to have all the contact information for Ed out on Industrial Talk. You know that. And we're going to have his LinkedIn stack card out there as well. So reach out to this gent. Fuel cells. Fabulous. This is exciting times. Exciting times you're living in. All right. We're going to wrap it up on the other side. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Ed Lieberman, this is a must connect individual. So I'm at this event. This was PowerGen, right? I was at PowerGen, and this fuel cell that he was talking about in the conversation, I went over to the and saw it physically. It's streamlined. It looks fast hanging on the display there. It just looked fast. Cool technology. The future is really pretty cool, man. There's a lot of really creative individuals and companies out there trying to make a difference. And Ed and company Upstart Power definitely are doing it. Industrial Talk is here for you, industrial professionals all around the world. You know, it doesn't matter where you're at. You can be a part of this ever-expanding ecosystem. Do so. Go out to industrialtalk.com. Reach out to Ed. Change the world. You know the thing. So anyway, we're going to have another great conversation coming from PowerGen shortly, so stay tuned.